Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Britney's shocking new response to Jamie Lynn, why she wants to slap her sister across the effing face. Then Drew Barrymore breaks down over her struggle to find a man.
I don't know how to date with kids. You know, I'm not there yet.
Plus,
I do remember kissing several strange men.
I'm talking love and kids with Tiffany Haddish.
I just went to Africa. I just was in Eritrea. People were trying to give me their kids. I was like, hold up, man. I got to get the paperwork right now. I can't just be taking kids with me.
Don't tell that to Madonna.
Well, and to Angelina.
Today on Daily Pop, just when you thought the family feud was over, Britney Spears and her sister, it got even uglier. It took a turn that nobody saw coming. To talk about it, I'm here with Terry Hatcher. And Francesca Amaker.
Hey, glad to be back.
Thank you, guys. Look, y'all, my sisters and I can get into a trust, and I want to swing on them. But Britney is threatening legal action and talking about slapping her sister. As we predicted yesterday, she seems really pissed off that Jamie Lynn talked about her heartbreak over Justin Timberlake. Fair. Britney posted that she flew home after the heartbreak and felt like a ghost. Justin's family was all she knew for years, and she needed some support. And here's the kicker. Britney says, I'm sorry, Jamie Lynn. I wasn't strong enough to do what should have been done. Slapped you and mama right across the effing faces. She said it, not me. But that is just the beginning. Girl, when a white lady sends a cease and desist letter, it's business, okay?
Yes.
It is business because Britney had her attorney send one to Jamie Lynn demanding that she stops referencing Britney derogatorily while promoting her book, or Britney will be forced to take legal action. It also says Britney has not and will not read Jamie Lynn's memoir. Mm. We've reached out to Jamie Lynn, but we have not heard back. I mean, I gotta ask.
Yeah.
Should Britney just read the book and see what's going on here?
No. No, she shouldn't read the book at all, because I think that Britney right now is upset so much right now at her entire family. And I think that this is only going to unravel her even more and make her even more upset. I think that her legal team was right to send that cease and desist, because if you look at this press tour that we're seeing from Jamie Lynn, y'all, she is constantly mentioning her sister. And why is she mentioning her sister? Because she wants those memoir, that book sales.
For sure. But if, look, when Jessica Simpson wrote her book, I'm gonna bring y'all back 5 months ago when Jessica Simpson dropped that hot-ass book that I read 3 times back to forth because it was so good. She said things about Nick Lachey in the press. Nick Lachey didn't respond because he knew it was gonna get more pickup. Everybody knows. Ooh. Jamie Lynn says something, Britney responds, it's more publicity for the book. More people are gonna want to read it. So why keep responding? Terry's like, this white lady drama is not in my wheelhouse.
Where is her PR team? Both of their PR teams.
That's so funny. It's not in my wheelhouse. No, I mean, listen, you write a book to make money, and she's obviously gonna talk about her life and her family in a salacious way, because that's gonna sell the book, and that's also gonna be upsetting to her family. to Britney. I don't know, maybe somebody at least on Britney's team should read the book so that she could look Britney in the eye and say, worry about this, don't worry about this. Because by not reading it, she's probably concocting a lot
bigger
of stories
story.
That might be bigger than what's actually in there. Now, maybe not, but maybe so.
Oh, no, she's human. We would all do that.
Yeah.
I often find it really funny, and I think Britney has every right to fight with her sister over this because it's her life and it's her reputation. So I'm not saying that she should not be fighting. Mm-hmm. But it reminds me of times when, you know, when the Dave Chappelle documentary came out and there was so much talk about, you know, canceling and transphobia and, you know, we want to walk out and you shouldn't do this. When people would come up to me and want to talk about it and have a really, you know, open discussion, the first thing I would ask them is, before we get into this,
have you seen it? Yeah.
The amount of people that said no.
Yeah. Right.
But I read about it, or I heard about it, or I read this article about it, was mind-blowing to me.
Because you have to see it in the context. Uh-huh. And to the book, there might be things that if she read it, she'd see the context and maybe it would make her feel better. And again, maybe not. The part that is in my wheelhouse, I don't go to the gym without listening to the song Work Bitch.
Yeah.
So that's my wheelhouse.
Breaking news, Terry Hatcher is a gay man.
Absolutely, and honored to be so.
From one white lady problem to another, Drew Barrymore is getting real about the lack of vitamin D in her life.
Ooh.
On the Drew Barrymore show, she opened up to Queer Eye's Bobby Burke about her fears, and things got pretty emotional.
I don't know how to date with kids. You know, I'm not there yet. I have two young girls, and I'm like, I don't want to bring people home.
I think that it would take me a very long time to meet someone and get to know them before I could even ever introduce them to my daughters.
And I don't think anybody knows how to do anything right. So don't put that pressure on yourself that you don't know how to do it. You're thinking how it's going to affect them and you're being careful about it, which means you're a good mom.
Oh my God.
That you're an amazing mother. Don't question that at all.
That's the best answer I could ever get. Because I haven't admitted that out loud ever.
Aww.
That was so hard to watch.
So okay, Bobby Burke was
this
like...
This is in my wheelhouse.
This is all you.
First of all, I know Bobby, and we're friends. We've done some comedy stuff together, and he is a really easy person and a lovely person to talk to, so I get that she felt comfortable to let all that go. And you know what? I wish she would call me. I'm a decade or so ahead of her, but I feel like I can really relate to what it's like to be a single mom, raising a kid, working, and not being able to manage or facilitate dating and a personal life in that window. I mean, I was not successful at it, but I guess the one, if there's anything uplifting I would say to her would be that in hindsight, my daughter's now 24 and lives on her own and out of college. There is not a moment in my life that I reflect on thinking I should have spent more time trying to date than I did with my daughter. Do you know what I mean?
Those moments are precious. You can't get them back.
No. And the relationship that was built between us was so phenomenal, and I'm not sorry for that at all. But, you know, when you're in a custodial, which I'm sure she is, like, I mean, I don't know that personally, but I imagine she is. You know, between working 60, 70 hours a week and then having shared custody, for me at that time, you know, I could go on a date every other Saturday. And you can't have a relationship that way.
You can't build a meaningful relationship, especially meaningful enough to bring around your child at that point.
But you know, I don't judge people that do make the time to invest in a relationship and
they
get remarried
can't.
Like my ex-husband did, and he's great and they're great. It's just, it's a personal choice, but I really understand where she's at.
You, and
trying to protect your children and all of that. I guess at best I could be a shoulder to cry on.
Right?
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I know where she's coming from.
Yeah.
Not because I have kids, but because I went 6 years without having sex too. And that would be me right here.
To cry.
Like, the guy at Burger King's like, would you like a large? And I'm like, yeah. good level, you know. Yeah. Meanwhile, Bobby Burke is like, I thought we were doing arts and crafts.
I I'm just going to jump into this conversation as someone who doesn't have children and someone who does have this fear of introducing people to my family as a single woman, dating, especially in COVID, which when I say dating in COVID, I haven't gone on one date in COVID, y'all, like one. And to Drew Barrymore's point, you know, when she's crying on the show, she's saying, it's so odd, it's so awkward to go on these Zoom dates, you know, yeah, and talk to people and get to know them through this screen. And she said, it's just, it feels so vulnerable putting herself on this app where people can swipe left and right and see if, the, you know, you're their pick or not. This is just a time that is just so...
I think it's actually nice. I think dating in COVID, it's actually nice because you can FaceTime people, you can talk. You know the times when you were younger and you would get on the phone with a guy for like 2 hours on the house line and your mom would be like, get off the phone and wait for a phone call. You'd be like, stop, I'm in love.
I remember that.
You're getting back to those times where you actually can connect with somebody before having the pressure of taking it to the next level or doing the deed.
I went on a couple of dates because I was on Hinge, and I went on a couple of dates like on Zoom. I was doing a movie in Canada, so one I did like a FaceTime thing. He was in California. And the other person I actually met in person after texting, but neither of them worked out. But then Hinge kicked me off because they thought I was pretending to be geriatric. Yeah. So I haven't been able to get back on.
Damn Hinge.
You can't even find love because they don't believe you?
Just one day, you just go on and they're like, you've been permanently deleted. And they don't give you a reason or anything.
Wow.
I'm gonna need to get that class action suit on that.
That's right.
I'm gonna cease and desist them for you.
Well, just call me Al Green because I'm so tired of being alone at this point in my life, y'all. So I'm gonna take your advice. I'm gonna take your advice, Terry. We're gonna see.
Francesca, we just docked your pay because we don't own the rights to that song. So we're gonna go ahead and get your account information so we can get that transfer. Coming up, Tiffany Haddish gives us an update on her plans for kids, plus why she's not out to find Becky with the good hair. Then Bradley Cooper's going nude. That is after the break. Yep, he get naked on the show, y'all.
I would love to see it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fun fact, Bradley Cooper has beautiful eyelashes. Oh, oh. Just asked his Nightmare Alley co-star, Cate Blanchett.
He has very long eyelashes, which is what you get to see as a psychoanalyst, as you look down and see how long the eyelashes are. He has lovely eyelashes, Bradley. He's a wonderful actor, but his eyelashes are so divine.
That's the main thing.
It is. That's why I took
Bradley.
The job.
Yeah.
Tell me you have a crush on your co-star without telling me you have a crush on your co-star.
She's like, really? I was just sitting there for minutes talking about eyelashes.
Girl, you know what you mean. You know what you mean.
I love what comes up in these press junkets.
Right? Wait till you hear this. Cate admitted that on SiriusXM's Jess Cagle, but it was Bradley's other co-star, Toni Collette, who also got up close and really personal with Mr. Cooper. Listen to what Bradley told KCRW's The Business about going nude on set.
Because the content of what the movie is, what we were exploring, in order to do it in a real way, it demanded that we be naked emotionally and soulfully. And even physically for me, which actually was a big deal, but I remember that day just to be naked in front of the crew for 6 hours. It was Toni Collette's first day, and, you know, it was just like, whoa, that was pretty heavy.
Okay.
I will take it.
One of my favorite episodes of Desperate Housewives is when your character falls out the window, butt-ass naked, the towel gets ripped off of her, you have to cover yourself with trash or newspapers, and you have to walk through all the way to your house. Yes, that one!
Yeah.
That one! That's the one!
That is the one.
How awkward was it filming this
I was pretty nothing in that. Yep. For a while, too. You know what? That was maybe only our second episode, and I remember that the wardrobe lady was brand new, and she had to put, like, gaffer's tape over my nipple, like, because you want to be able to shoot all around, but just wow. not this. So, really, I mean, it's like, hi, nice to meet you. Would you tape my boobs, you know? Like, and then you're just, you get to a point where I think you're just like, it's a human body. Yeah. What's more important to me, and I'm sure this is what they feel, is the acting, is the comedy for me in this yes. moment. Like, how, to me, I was more concerned with how funny is it if I hold the plant like this or like this. Like, you're thinking about the comedy, and you're just sort of like, you don't even, I'm naked, whatever, it doesn't yeah. matter.
Do you have a conversation with your coworkers, though? Do you say, like, listen, all right, I know I'm about to get butt naked, you know, we're professionals here, you know, I don't want you to look at me any differently. Do you say anything beforehand or after?
I just assume that everybody knows. Is approaching it in yeah. a really respectful way, and mostly you're just laughing. I've also done sort of simulated sex scenes where you're basically wearing almost nothing in a couple of movies that were really bad, but but anyway, you know, we try. But they're the least sexy thing you can imagine
so
doing.
It's easy for you, because you're a woman, and things just sit there, and no
Is
one knows anything.
Think? Okay.
Oh, I'm saying, like, okay. but for a man,
okay.
and I can speak for all the men in here, the wind blows the right way, and yeah. it's game time. You know what I mean? So, like, I just feel like for a man, it would be a little bit more, like, of a challenge to, like, stay focused right. and stay in the bit, mm-hmm. like, in the
baseball,
mindset.
Baseball.
Yes, baseball. Rosie O'Donnell. Like,
oh, my God.
Yo, Justin!
Not
you
right.
know, no, I'm just saying, I'm a man. I don't like a woman. You know what I mean?
Of course. Hey, listen, let me just tell you about Bradley Cooper. I said Bradley Cooper. Let me just tell you about Bradley Cooper. When I tell y'all, this man, the eyes, the gaze, I have interviewed this man twice, and let me tell you something about him. It's something about his entire aura when he's talking to you as one of his co-stars, or whether it's being an interviewer. Terry, stand up for a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, we got a demonstration.
You pretend to ask me some questions. Ask me some questions. I'm Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
Ask me some questions. Anything.
What did you enjoy most about doing the movie?
Oh, yeah, well,
you have a little girl and girl action.
You see how close I just got to
We got a little girl and girl action on daytime and, TV, y'all.
No, it's not that at all.
Can I get some sexy music?
but ask me another question.
This is, you're mesmerizing me and I'm speechless.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something.
Oh, really?
And it's amazing.
Give me that sexy music.
Wow.
It's amazing to be part of this cast.
Well, you're really fabulous in the movie, and it's been so nice to meet you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You see how close I got to her? That is Bradley Cooper when he is interviewing, when he is talking to people, and when he is like, stop it, don't do that. When you're getting on the phone, Justin.
Hold on.
Well, he's not a movie star for
human resources. Yeah, I have an issue. Yeah, Francesca just crossed the line with Terry Hatcher.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna send her ass up.
No! I just want them to see and know how yeah. intimate.
And you've interviewed him, so you know.
And you see
know
how my eyes
like.
Would, yeah. they would, I wouldn't let up off of you. And yeah. I continue to control you and mesmerize you with my eyes. That's him.
Well, you know what? You can go mesmerize HR in 2 seconds. Because I'm going to send you up there. Don't go away, because our girl Kim Wheatley is joining us after the break. She's telling us about taking over for Wendy Williams. And we have a little competition plan. We'll be right back.
Don't send me to HR.
Personal space.
I feel like I want to applaud at this point. Like,
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It was a movement in Hollywood. You would come here and the agents would see you. Maybe you get signed, maybe you get a movie, maybe you get a TV show.
You guys are gonna hear a ton of stories of folks going, I didn't know I got this job, or I got this job because I was on this stage.
We wanna see the good and the bad and the ugly of this night.
You don't wanna miss it. Boom! Whoo, I'm hot in this coat.
Joining us now is Fat Tuesday star and my girl, Kim Whitley.
Yes, Kim. Oh. Come on, lipstick.
Okay, look.
Oh, thank you, Francesca. How you doing? What's up? My boy, Justin.
We are so happy.
To see y'all.
We are so happy that you are joining us today because we know you're super busy. You have been hosting the Wendy Williams show. How has that
been going?
You know what? I thank Wendy for allowing me to have this opportunity. Going to be on Wendy the rest of the week. I miss y'all. But I am having fun on the Wendy Williams show with Vanessa Mitchell. It's been a fantastic experience, I tell you.
But let me ask you this question. You know I'm a Wendy diehard, and I stand for Wendy, and I will fight anybody for Wendy, okay?
Yes.
Are they giving you any clue of when Wendy is going to return?
No, they're not saying anything. They just want to get these shows done, let her, you know, recuperate and feel good. That's all we're doing.
I love
Just try to keep the show alive for her.
Yes.
Entertain her.
Love
it. So we're definitely wishing Wendy well. Absolutely.
Well, Kim, you know, I'm a huge fan of you and Cedric the Entertainer, Steve Harvey, J.B. Smooth. And now you're in the new docuseries Fat Tuesday with all of them. Tell us why everyone needs to see this.
Oh, my goodness. Fat Tuesday is going to air on February 4th on Amazon Prime. It's a docuseries. Let me tell you something. Guy Tori, it took him so long. He put this all-black comedy night together. This was like in the 90s. It ran for 10 years.
Wow.
It was like, you know, right after the riot. We needed it. You have to understand, black comedians, we weren't really at the Comedy Store. We were down at the Comedy Act Theater. But you have to go up in Hollywood for producers to see you, for agents to see you. So he put this together, and everybody came through there. We're talking about Tiffany Haddish, Martin Lawrence, Chris Rock, everybody, Luneo, Melanie Camacho, me, we all stopped at Hope Flood. Like, we were there, and the stories and the things that happened.
Hashtag Marlon Wayne.
This is daytime TV, Kim.
Hashtag Marlon Wayne.
Let me ask you a question. Everybody has a champion in this business. Mine was Kyle Richards. She kind of pulled me up and really helped me get my career started. Mm-hmm. Who was your champion when you were first starting in comedy?
Wow. In comedy, it's going to sound crazy, but I would say it's the Tory brothers. Joe Tory, Guy Tory. We all started at the Tory, the Comedy Act Theater. You know, the women, Luneo, Melanie Camacho. But, you know, when you go through, and I would say even Marla Gibb, because she might not have been in the comedy club, but she was very funny.
Nice.
So at that night, you wouldn't only see comedians, you would see celebrity. You know, like the Vanessa Bell Calloways would be there. All kind of people that are just in the industry. And you're like in there like, oh my God, guess who's here? And now you have pressure to be funny, you know?
Yeah.
Like Tisha Arnold, Tisha Campbell, you know, they're on TV and you're like, oh my God, they're gonna see me on stage. So, you know, the Reginald Hudlin, you know, one of the producers, They you know, were starting out back in the day, and they were hot. So for them to be a part of this docuseries on Amazon, I know it was very difficult to get this up. And Mr. Phillips, I just know that they fought to get this. I was very proud of Guy Tori to actually get this on the air. So it's a must-see.
Black
to see everybody who came through this. Black excellence. I want everyone on February 4th, to go to Amazon Prime and watch this docuseries. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. It's really historic.
Yes, so, and Kim,
I'm very excited about that.
Since you're such a good friend to the show, we thought it'd be fun to play a game that we're calling... Did I say that? How do you say it, Justin? Did I say that?
Who said that?
Well, I'm going to read a quote that one of you actually said on Daily Pop, and you're going to guess who said it. You were Justin. So when you have your guess, just shout it out, and we'll see who wins this game. So first up...
If it was ignorant, it was Justin.
Yeah. I can see that. All right, here we go. First up... You were blinded by the D, like I get it.
I mean, I can get that. That probably was me.
That is Justin. That is Justin.
That's probably me.
Justin all the way.
You agree?
That's probably me. You were blinded by the D. Like, I get it. I was blinded by the D, too.
You always blinded by the D.
It's all right.
Next.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, next one. You know the saying, once you go black, your credit score changes.
That was you.
Who said it?
Was that me?
Yes, it was her.
That was me.
You know what I'm saying? Once you go black,
hey.
Your credit score changes.
Kim said, who said that?
Her.
That was me? No denying
you
now, Kim.
Crazy on Daily Pop. No, Daily Pop, you get too relaxed. You do.
Honey, Francesca tried to hook up with Terry Hatcher live on air. She knows about getting too relaxed.
Stop it. Okay, next up.
What?
Look. Okay, the quote is, you might be on a private jet. I'm like about to get over here and get on Spirit.
Oh, she said that. I'm not flying
that
Spirit.
That was me. That was some ignorant because I fly Spirit, honey. I love Spirit.
Thank you.
You I might love- be on a private jet. I'm like, I'm about to go over here and get on Spirit.
She paying $3.50 for a flight.
She is. And she don't value her life like I do. I'm not getting on those beers. Ella, Kim, I love you. And I can't wait to see you back here.
Y'all. I miss you all. I'm going to be back in February. I'm coming back. I'm sorry. I got to get back on there. I miss y'all.
Yeah, bring your ass home.
Be back. Make sure you watch Wendy Williams all week and Fat, you know, docu-series, Fat Tuesday on Amazon Prime. On February 4th, and you know, I'm still an ambassador for WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers.
Yes! Boom.
Honey, bring some of them pudding pops. Coming up, Tiffany Haddish gets real about makeup, adoptions, and I bust her in a total lie. The hilarious interview is next. bring some of them uncatchable.
Bye, Kim.
The muffins. The world has lost an icon. Andre Leon Talley passed away yesterday at the age of 73. Andre broke down barriers when he became Vogue's first Black male creative director. He will be remembered for making the fashion world more inclusive, always being his authentic self and encouraging others to do the same.
You have to be yourself. And I've learned from a great deal of many people. They will accept you if they see that who you are is authentic.
This one hit me hard. He was the prototype for the Lady Sitter.
Justin, on your Instagram yesterday, I saw that you immediately posted.
Immediately.
And you said you were my idol, you were my fashion icon. Why was he so important to you?
He honestly was the prototype for the Lady Sitter. Yeah. I would see him walking in and out of fashion shows and clubs and restaurants with all of these fabulous women. Mm-hmm. And it was the idea of the Lady Sitter that I was brewing over. And when I saw those photos and I saw his attitude and I saw him own that role, it really pushed me to own it myself. Ooh. And him being a Black gay man from the South, reading his story and listening to what he went through, it was just a reminder that you're not alone in the world and there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Mm. And he is that light at the end of the tunnel for a lot of people. Still is, will always be. I will never, ever, ever not look at that light.
Yes. One thing I loved about him, and I'll say this briefly, is that he, even until his last breath, he constantly, every interview he did, he said, listen, I am insecure. I'm still insecure. I'm still trying to figure out who I am because I am ever evolving. And he also talked a lot about pride and how, you know, the way you dressed is the way that you will be addressed. And he said, I don't care if you got your stuff from Saks Fifth. I don't care if you got your stuff from secondhand thrifting. He said, make sure those shoes are polished and make sure those trousers fit well. Because when you feel good, when you dress good, you feel good. That's and I think true. That that's something that everyone can use.
Yeah.
Sure. He is amazing. Moving on to Tiffany Haddish. She has a hot new show. She's starting a family. She might host the Oscars and still found time to make out with some random dude.
What?
She told me everything. Check this out.
Mm-hmm. You didn't even tell my text message.
I didn't get it.
I text you on your birthday.
Wait.
Also, I text you like when we hanging out.
Oh, we're hanging out. Hold on. No, sis. Nuh-uh. The last thing I text you was, not out here looking like a whole motherfucking snack in this photo.
No! Oh, and then I laughed. No, I could have sworn I text you on your birthday.
Uh-uh.
Okay, but don't let's not take up our time with this. I'm gonna text you.
I know you heard about this Oscar thing, that there's a host.
Yeah, I just heard about it today.
Did you hear that they're throwing your name around?
I heard that today, yes.
Would you do it?
Yeah, the coin was right. I just want to be able to make a down payment on an apartment building in Texas.
Okay, so you're my first choice for Oscar hopes.
Yes.
But I think the second choice, I think they should give Kevin Hart another shot.
That's what I think. When the first reporter asked me and they were like, yeah, who do you think was number one? And I was like, Kevin Hart. And they're like, no, it was you. I was like,
it was you.
Cool. But they should give it to Kevin. Or like me and Kevin do it together. Boom. That would be fun. Boom. If we did together, like how Whoopi and Billy Crystal did it together. Like if we did it together, that would be super fun.
The last time we talked, adoption plans, you said it was on the table. You said you still wanted to do it. After you and I talked, COVID hit. What do you feel now? Are you still gonna go through with it?
Yes, you know what? I just went to Africa. I just was in Eritrea. People was trying to give me their kids. I was like, hold up, man. I gotta get the paperwork right now. I can't just be taking kids with me.
Don't tell that to Madonna. Like, don't tell that to Madonna.
But and to Angelina and all of that. But I want to do mine legally because I know, no, not right now, but maybe at the end of the year, beginning of next year, yes.
My goal is to find out who killed Xavier.
I know you're playing a detective in After Party, and I know your nosy ass can solve a crime, can't you?
Yes, I can. I've solved many mysteries.
Okay, hold on. Are you looking for a new case?
Yes.
We still want to know who Becky with the good hair is. Can you solve it?
Probably. Most likely. I'm going to need a little time, now. Because this is an older case. This is an older case. You know what I'm saying? This situation happened a while back. So, you know, the trail might be a little lukewarm.
It might be a cold case.
Might be a frozen case, but we could defrost it.
Oh, no, we gonna defrost it. You know Tina Lawson got some heat. You know Tina Lawson got some heat on this case.
Man, you know, she probably do. I be trying to stay out that business, though. We got our own relationship. I try to stay out of that.
Now, look, one of the suspects in this case on your TV show gets lit and is accused of killing somebody at an after party. What's the worst thing you've done at a Hollywood after party?
Make out with a few strangers.
Hold a minute, in front of everybody.
I don't know if it was in front of everybody. I don't remember. But I do remember kissing several strange men.
That is a good night.
That was a great interview, Justin. I thoroughly enjoyed her and you.
Hell on the interview, honey. Making out with several strange men in one night, that is a success.
I bet it is, Justin.
Unless you get COVID. You guys, Tiffany's new series, The After Party, January 28th on Apple TV+. It is so damn funny. It is hilarious. Okay. You guys have got to check it out. Coming up, the wild thing we learned about Megan Fox's engagement ring. Let's just say she better never try to take it off. That is next. It's time for a round of Would You Do It? We know Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are like really into blood, but she'd better grab some bandages if she wants to take off that ring. He told Vogue he designed the two bands with thorns? What? So if Megan tries to take it off, it hurts because it costs. Love is pain. Okay. Would you wear a ring like this?
Well, that is a gorgeous ring. I hadn't actually seen it. That's a gorgeous ring. But this, I'm a fisherman. People don't know that about. It reminds me of a fish hook where the fish hook has these barbs. So like the fish takes the hook that goes in easily, but if you try to pull it out, the barbs reverse, like, and cause pain or whatever. I mean, there's another story I'm just recalling about being in Africa and watching two leopards have sex. And did you know that leopards' penis has barbs on it?
No.
So that it actually hurts them, and that makes them, like, ovulate or something. Where am I going? I'm just saying.
Francesca, you see what you started here? With that Bradley Cooper conversation?
I think I'm going to say no. Love should not be pain. Love should be safety and trust and
I'm gonna need that jeweler's number. So when I find a man,
got that right.
I put these fish hooks in him, okay?
I dare you to take it off,
I dare you to take it off. Or I'm gonna get you one of those Aura rings. Shout out to Aura, because you can track your man's heart rate.
That I would do.
So if his heart rate is up at 2 a.m. in the morning,
serious?
And you know he's supposed to be home,
that's
what's
a
up?
Really
Justin,
good
I think
idea.
You are. You're a little crazy.
I'm a
but
Scorpio.
I will say this. I can appreciate that these two celebrities, these two A-listers, take love that serious, because we don't often see that in Hollywood. People are getting married 1 second, and then within 3 months, that's it. They want to be out.
Okay.
You know? So
it
I appreciate.
It is a gorgeous ring.
It is a beautiful
You think they're taking
ring.
This serious?
I don't know
I
that drinking blood. Didn't they drink each other's blood?
They did when they got engaged.
See, I'm all for champagne. Like,
Thank
I
you.
Just, you know, really, I draw the line.
Thank you.
I think it's a quality alcohol.
Thank you.
It's not blood. Not blood.
Stick with champagne.
Oh, my God. Black-ish star Jennifer Lewis is letting the world know she still got it. At 64 years old, she's still doing the splits and twerking on TikTok.
She is twerking in that.
Let me let you guys know she got up after this, too. She did not stay down there.
She's not still down there right now?
Uh-uh.
Wow.
She got up.
Oh, my God.
At
wow.
34, I couldn't do this. Can any of you guys do this?
I could do the splits when I was in my 20s and before that, because I was a dancer and stuff. I'll be honest, I tried to do the splits last night when I found out about this story, and I'd say I'm about 12 inches away. So I'm thinking an inch a month, and by next year, maybe I'll be
Define
on
man.
Here doing
You're
the splits.
You're a dancer, Terry. I want to see how low you can go.
It's
no?
pathetic
okay.
at this point.
What
okay.
about you? I feel like Tatiana right here got
you know
something.
What I'm saying.
Is this a competition?
I used to dance too. Justin, you're gonna get down here with
What's
me.
Your
Let's
club?
Try. I can probably do it. I just put on shorts during commercial break because I wanted to try it. I did
yeah.
like a little tiny.
She wanted to show out.
I wanted to do it. Like, come on, Justin, I need your hands.
Go
though.
Right
I need
ahead.
Your hands.
Okay, Tom, can we get some help? Right
I need to. So this is okay.
I'm
so I need like a little
you.
Beat or something.
Tom. What do you need me to do?
I need like a little beat. I'm going to try.
Can you get a beat?
So I have on shorts, just so we're all
Can you
clear.
Get a beat?
And I got Spanx on, too. Okay.
Okay.
So,
something really great just happened.
Okay,
Woo!
I got it. You ready?
You just
Go.
Jump into the
Go. Okay, right.
No, I need like a little beat.
Boom.
Give me something.
Boom.
Oh, there we go. Oh, that's
This is real seductive.
I might even do them.
Oh.
Wow, in heels.
Wait. Oh!
It has been
That
years.
Is legit.
Hold on. Hello, I got a phone call. Oh, Francesca. Francesca, your dad's on the phone.
Oh, my God. Somebody help. Somebody help.
After the break, what is really like having Angelina Jolie as a stepmom? An insider is here, and we're doing a live Skype with Francesca's dad.
Oh
he is going to go off on her for
Pick
this
me
split.
Up. Tom. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Justin, you should have gone down there.
Don't have any kids on us. Not while we're here.
All right, can I just be honest? It seems like Austin's in decay.
Stop saying that to me.
Take control of your
Don't.
Girl.
I got him.
Oh,
I got him.
Whoa.
Damn! Things are getting relatively crazy on E's relatively famous Ranch Rules, and the guys are at the center of it are here now. We've got Harry James Thornton, son of Billy Bob Thornton, and Austin Gunn, son of Wrestling Hall of Fame, Billy Gunn.
What's going on? Thanks for having us on.
Okay, look, I thought girls had a lot of drama, but the two of you are so hot and cold. 1 week you're fighting, the next week you're rubbing tannin oil all over each other. Where are you guys now in your bromance?
All right, Harry, I'll take this one. I like to compare me
yeah,
and
Austin,
Harry as like little brother, big brother. And the little brother's always trying to poke the bear. And I don't know, it just, sometimes you got to set the little brother in his place.
I mean, the little brother was not too happy about you dating Hannah. Harry, why were you not into it?
I think I was just very observant, and you'll see that. I noticed a lot of things, and I called it out.
You know what? And sometimes you need a friend like that who will just call it out. But
right.
Austin, I got to know, because you know when you go on spring break, you find that one girl who you can hook up with all week. Was that what your relationship with Hannah was? Like, was that what it was, or was it something bigger?
Ah, man, I don't want to give out too much information, but when you're on a ranch for a month and you're having this experience, I mean, you just see who you connect with and you just got to tune in. I mean, like Redman, the love doctor always says, you have to shoot your shot and we'll see if I shoot mine.
Mm,
I'm going to see. You know, you guys, you all come from famous families. And I love all of your parents, but I'm sorry, Harry, you grew up with Angelina Jolie. What in the hell was that like?
It was awesome. She was so cool. She was so fun. And yeah, she was one of the best stepmoms I've had.
I mean, I have to know, after this aired, did everybody at school say, what the hell did your dad do in that limo?
What was that?
After this interview aired where they got out of the limo and they were like, yeah, we just did it in the limo, was everyone at school freaking out?
I never heard about that one.
I'll tell you at the commercial break. Austin, one of your early complaints was that none of the kids were as normal as you. How do you feel now that you've been through this experience with them?
I think when I first got there, it was just I was kind of the odd man out. I live in Orlando. They all live in L.A., and I know they've probably had just a different experience growing up than me. But over time, you start to realize that you can't judge a book by its cover. So I found that out, and now it's just – now I have a better understanding of where they come from, and I think in return, they know where I come from now, too.
Yeah. I have to know this because my parents, you know, weren't big celebrities and icons like your dad's. How hard is it for you to make a name for yourself without living in that shadow?
That's a great question. I think it's just, that's one of the things that we've always dealt with is like trying to do our own thing and not get recognized just because of our fathers it's just, it's a hard thing to do, but you'll realize that throughout the show that we connect with we're just normal people at the end of the day. And I think that's the most, that's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, Harry, it must have gotten aggravating when you were a kid to hear, man, your dad's the best. He's the greatest thing ever. Or do you still get aggravated
with
that?
Yeah, it was. I heard that a lot.
Did it ever bother you?
It happened, you know, you couldn't talk to, if anyone found out that was the first thing they'd say, and they always had everyone has the same line, they always say the same thing. So, it got annoying over time.
Oh, I can only imagine, but I can tell you this, guys, you will not be annoyed with this show. It is out of control. I've seen 5 of the episodes. It gets crazy. Relatively Famous Ranch Rules airs Wednesdays on E! Thank you guys for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us, Justin. I appreciate it.
And I'll meet you in the ring, Austin. I will meet you in the ring.
Hey, bring it on. Bring it on, babe. I'm always ready.
I was an NWO. You just don't know.
Hey, there we go.
After the break, we're celebrating with Dolly Parton. We'll explain why. Don't go anywhere. I can DDT people. I'm telling y'all. I practiced them. Today, we are celebrating Dolly Parton's 76th birthday. Now, we've gotten some great advice from Dolly over the years, like this secret to staying young.
Good doctors and collagen and all Botox, anything it takes, whatever it takes.
I've been very lucky. I've been very blessed. I've never had problems with men. You call the National Enquirer, and if they're not writing up bad stuff about you, you just make it up like you're just an anonymous caller and that you know all these stories about Dolly Parton. So, I mean, I don't try to stop rumors. I think that keeps you hot.
I'm just a good old country girl. I grew up in a family of fun people. I love to write and I love to sing. And it makes me happy that people have let me stay around for all these years.
Dolly Parton for president, Dolly Parton for everything.
Everything.
Like, I just, yeah. I got to see her in concert at the Hollywood Bowl a few years ago, and I mean, it was just one of the greatest nights of my life. Yeah.
If anybody has eyes on Dolly, because I can't trust 2022 right now, let's go ahead and bubble wrap her because we need her as a society. The thing I respect the most about Dolly Parton is that she, when she married her man, Carl, she never showed his ass.
I know.
Because she really, and I'm not saying that people who flaunt their relationships don't revere them, but there was something sacred about that, that she kept him in a cubbyhole at home and said, no, you guys aren't gonna mess with this. And she is still married to the same man today.
Yeah.
And they are in as much love as they were the first day that they met.
Aww.
And I love that about her.
Aww, Dolly Parton, man, her personality, her chutzpah on life, just her outlook on everything, how she's just so...
Dolly World. Dolly World, too. And she has an amusement park.
Happy birthday, Dolly!
Happy birthday, Dolly!
We're coming back tomorrow.
Bye, guys! guys.
Bye. The fact that she begged the woman not to take her man.
I know, that's right.
If you love your man that much.
I would, too. I'm a boy.
I don't know where I read Jane.